Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robert Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a sunny to partly cloudy day today, 70 to 75. We'll check the details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you, Connecticut has enacted a new hate law. The governor signed the legislation to bolster investigations into hate crime in the state 4 days before 10 black shoppers and workers were shot dead in a racially motivated supermarket attack in Buffalo. The official signing capped a two-year effort to establish a dedicated state police unit to investigate hate crimes and help prevent racist violence like the mass shootings at the Tops Family Market from happening here. The new law requires all local and tribal police departments, resident state troopers, and constables with law enforcement duties to notify the new hate crimes investigative unit at a broader list of crimes involving bigotry and bias within 14 days and keep the state police squad informed on local investigations of hate crimes. In a story from the Republican American, it was Christmas in May at the Falls Village Senior Center last week. Students from the Lee H. Kellogg School came bearing gifts. Center Director Teresa Graney said each year, students put up a giving tree and collect items to give out to the community. This year, they decided to donate a basket of necessities to those who attend the center, but because it was closed due to COVID-19 until March, the delivery of gifts was postponed until now. The recipients received a large laundry basket filled with paper towels, shampoo, soap, dish detergent, among other essentials. Eight members of the student council and their chief advisor distributed the gifts, which were donated by students throughout the school. "It's nice to see the kids," Aria Blodgett said. "We don't have much of a connection to them right now. These are our future citizens," she said. She'll think of them every time she uses one of those projects. In Great Barrington, a divided select board on Monday cost Price Chopper the town's last beer and wine license. By a 2-2 vote, it denied the company approval for the license. Member Eric Abriel and Eric Abrams voted against granting the license. Chairman Stephen Bannon and Vice Chair Lee Davis voted for it. Member Garfield Reed recused himself since he works for a package store. Gabriel said he's uncomfortable with alcohol being sold at supermarkets, especially a large one, and indicated he wanted to protect smaller businesses. Price Chopper said it hoped to compete locally with Big Y. The vote came a little more than a month after the board denied the first applicant for the license. Agit Patel, who owns the Shell gas station and convenience store on Stockbridge Road, had a 3-1 denial. Decisions can be appealed to the State Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission, according to the town manager. An appeal must be filed within 5 days of the denial. Meetings coming up today in Sharon, the Planning and Zoning Commission at 4:30, North Canaan, the ZBA regular meeting at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, tomorrow, the Inland Wetlands monthly meeting happens at 7 p.m. in North Canaan. In Falls Village tonight, Planning and Zoning regular meeting at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow in Falls Village, a town meeting at 7 with the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Finance special meeting at 7 as well. In Kent today, the ARPA Assessment Subcommittee has their regular meeting at 4:30. Sheffield, the Planning Board, has a virtual meeting that comes up tonight at 7 p.m. Northeast New York has a public hearing tonight. That begins at 7:40. And in Dover, they have the regular town board meeting at 6:30. Cornwall, the Cornwall Library's book sale Under the Tent will take place Saturday from 10 till 2, May 29th, from 11 till 2 p.m., and May 30th from 10 until 2, as well as June 4th from 10 till 2, and June 5th from 11 till 2 p.m. at 30 Pine Street in Cornwall Village. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken with nightly dinner specials. They also have a tapas menu and more. InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,928.62. The NASDAQ at 11,264.45. And the S&P 500 at 3941.48. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.